Episode 18.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me. And I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode where we're going to be talking about 65 classroom management strategies, tips and ideas. Yes, 65. That number is not a typo. I didn't accidentally say it instead of something else. 65. I have compiled 65 classroom management tips that are going to help you, yes, you amazing teacher listening right now, whether you're in the car, on the bus, perhaps you're even on an aeroplane listening to me right now. Welcome. And these tips that I'm going to share with you today are going to help you to be even more effective next time you walk into your classroom. I am constantly asked about classroom management, and I think, and I'm sure you will agree with me, that classroom management is a hot topic for teachers. I get emails about this. I get asked to speak about this. I get asked to do workshops and seminars and staff meetings about this. It is something that we all want to improve on, and we all want to know more about, and we all want to get better at. So I decided that I would put together a list of different strategies and ideas and tips and things that have worked for me over the years. And as I began to write down this list, it just kept growing. And so I got to the number 65 and I thought that is that's probably enough for the time being. And in thinking about this podcast, I was umming and ahhing about what to do. I thought, well, maybe I'll just pull out my favorite ones. I'll just pick my very favorite classroom management strategies and just talk about a few of them. And then I thought, you know what? If someone's going to get the most value out of this, I think maybe if I just go through one at a time, the 65 strategies. So I've got my list here. It's got 65 things on it, and I'm just going to go through the list. I may comment on a couple of them. We'll just see how the flow goes. But basically what I wanted to be able to provide you with is the list of strategies. And you can refer back to this podcast anytime and listen to it again. If you're driving right now, then you can just pick out the ones, just mentally, of course, because I want you to focus on the road. But you just pick out the ones that stand out to you, something that you'd like to try. And throughout these 65 things, think about the ones that you do great. When you hear one, you say, yeah, that's me. I do that brilliantly, and have that sense of pride and accomplishment that you're doing a really great job. So, okay, let's all take a deep breath and let's get started on 65 classroom management strategies, tips, and ideas. All right, number one, be consistent. Do what you say you are going to do every time without fail. And yes, I am going to comment on this one, because if I was to give you one strategy today, it would be this one. If I was to pick one out of the 65 that I've written down here, it would be this one, and that is be consistent. If you want to manage your class well, and more specifically manage your students well, you must do what you say you are going to do every single time. If you say to a student, put your pens down, then you must wait until every single student has fully complied with what you've said. If you say to a student or a group of students, if you talk again, you're staying in at recess, then you must keep that student or students in at recess. You can't come up with an excuse of why not. You can't keep them for 2 seconds, give them a quick pep talk and let them go. You must actually keep them in and be true to your word, to be consistent in what you say every single time without fail. The next time that those students talk and you've kept them in like you said that you were going to do, I can promise you they'll think twice about talking. If you just give them that quick pep talk, that next time they're in your class and you say, if you talk again, you'll have to stay in at recess, what are they going to think? They're going to think, oh, well, she or he doesn't really mean it. But, you know, you just get a quick pep talk and then you're allowed to go anyway. So you've got to be consistent. You've got to be true to what you say and do what you say every single time without fail. Number two, be true to you. Yes, I am going to comment here. I hope I don't comment on all of them. No, I'll be disciplined for the rest. But here's the second most important one. Be true to you. You might say, well, what's that got to do with classroom management? Everything. Being true to you has got everything to do with classroom management. Your management strategies should reflect who you are. They will be a reflection, or at least they should be a reflection of who you are. I remember teaching early on, and Mr. J worked in the classroom next to me, and he had this class cash system. I'm a primary teacher, and he was teaching a class next to me, and he had class cash, and honestly, it was humming. His classroom was humming. I thought, if I implement class cash, that's just going to fix all of my management problems. So the very next day, I started the class cash system. And I remember within a few minutes of having this system on the wall, which I fully didn't understand, which was part of the problem, I had a student say to me, well, what happens now? And I remember looking at the student and looking at this system and thinking, oh, I don't know. And then throughout the course of the day, all these questions arose and I thought, I cannot implement this system. This system isn't me. I don't even like the way this feels and works, because I was trying to implement a strategy that wasn't true to me. I was trying to do something that was totally outside of who I am. Your classroom management strategies have to be a reflection from you, from who you are. And that's why one strategy will work brilliantly for one teacher and it will miserably fail with another, because the teacher is not being true to themselves. So be true to you is the second most important classroom management strategy. Number three, always be willing to try new things. Number four, use a normal, natural speaking voice. If you constantly yell and shout, students will expect that, and you will be required to maintain that level of yelling and shouting to achieve anything in your classroom. If you're a quiet teacher, fantastic. Use that quiet voice as a way of managing your students. Now, I'm pretty loud. I'm not a shouter, but I do have a loud voice. And so for me, lowering my voice was one of the best strategies I found early on. That was one of the best things that I could do. And I've consistently done that throughout all of my classes over all these years. Number five, make informed decisions when dealing with student behavior. Get the information that you need and make a decision on it, and know that sometimes you'll get it wrong, and that's okay too. Number six, ensure your management strategies are age appropriate. Some things work with some ages and not with others, so make sure you make those necessary and appropriate adjustments. Number seven, admit you're wrong. Yes, saying sorry is actually part of your classroom management strategy, because when your students see you make a mistake, see you make a wrong call, see you make a wrong decision and own it, they are more likely to own up when something's not going right for them. So admit you're wrong when you make a mistake, and do it with humility and with honesty and with authenticity. Number eight, arouse curiosity in the first 60 seconds of your lesson. In last week's podcast, we talked about how to remotivate your students. And there's a whole point in last week's podcast about that, about how to get your students motivated. And one of the big keys is arousing curiosity. And you can download that episode and listen to it. It'll really help you in that area. Number nine, have high expectations. Actually expect your students to do amazing things. Have high expectations. Number 10, don't accuse students. Don't accuse them. Don't say, well, you did this and you did that. That accusatory tone gets a student offside immediately. You need to actually find a way to converse with them that's appropriate. And again, that's going to depend on their age. Number 11, listen. Yep, that's a strategy. Listen. Listen to what your students are saying. Listen to what they're not saying. Listen to the questions they're asking. Listening is a management strategy. Number 12, use my favorite strategy. And I'm going to have to send you to a post about this. In fact, I will record an upcoming podcast on this whole strategy. But if you, I'll include a link to the show notes to this strategy. But here it is. It's peer, pause, position. And at the risk of taking 5 or 10 minutes now to explain it, click on the show notes, and that is my favorite strategy of all time. Peer, pause, position. Number 13, be flexible. Be willing to adjust and modify what you do. Be flexible. Actually change. Mix it up. Do something different. And if it fails, that's cool. Try something else. Number 14, change your management strategies where appropriate. Different classes respond to different strategies. And if it's year to year, if you're a primary or an elementary school teacher, then be aware with your new class that they might need managing in a different way. And if you're a high school teacher or you're a subject teacher or whatever it is and you have lots of classes, then be aware that some strategies are going to work better than others and be a teacher who's aware enough of that to make it really sing. Number 15, don't make empty threats. This really follows on from point one where I talked about being consistent. You can't just throw out a threat hoping that is going to be a management strategy. It will make it worse. So don't make empty threats. Mean what you say, say what you mean, and follow through. Number 16, get to know your students. Take a little bit of time to get to know them. This is either in conversation, this can be achieved in observation, this can be achieved through listening, but get to know your students because when you know your students, even just a little bit, you can more effectively manage them. You know what's going on for them and you can adjust your strategies to suit your students. Number 17, give students appropriate levels of choice. Yes, choice. Not too much, not too little, but give them appropriate levels of choice when it comes to how things are done, how the classroom functions, how the lessons proceed, how they ask for help, all those things. Give them appropriate levels of choice. Number 18, intentionally build rapport with your students. You've got to create rapport. And this follows on from building a relationship with them. You've got to build rapport with them because when you have high rapport, your classroom management, potential classroom management issues are reduced because you've got this connection with the students. That's appropriate, that's engaging, that's encouraging, that's motivating, that's student-centered. Intentionally build rapport with your students. Number 19, be fair. Be fair. Make sure the decisions you're making and the calls you're making are fair. Number 20, don't argue with a student ever. Don't ever argue with a student. If you need to stop the conversation and return to it at a later stage, do that. But do not ever enter into an argument with a student. Number 21, replace your frustration with a calm and curious attitude. Now that all sounds very well and good, but sometimes in the midst of a student confrontation or an issue going on with a particular class, sometimes it's hard to stop that frustrating feeling and choose a different one. But I encourage you, if you want to effectively manage your class, and I know you do because that's why you're listening to this podcast, to do that, you have to be in control of your emotions as the teacher. You have to. You are the big person in the room. You have to keep your frustration levels to a minimum. And you've got to make, in the heat of the moment, you've got to make a decision to have a calm and curious attitude. This is a great classroom management strategy because often management situations escalate because the teacher is lacking control, not the students. That's scary right there, isn't it? They often escalate because the teacher is lacking control. They're lacking self-control, which means the situation gets worse. Whereas if the teacher would just stop and take a breath and adopt a calm and curious attitude, everything else would follow on and settle down. Number 22, set clear boundaries and work hard to keep them. Your students need to know what the boundaries are. They need to know the boundaries of the room. They need to know the boundaries of the lesson. They need to know the boundaries of in their seats or on the floor or at the Bunsen burners or whatever it is. They need boundaries, and you have to enforce those boundaries. You have to work hard at keeping them. Number 23, move around the room. This, if I was to put this on a hierarchical list, this would be right near the top. Move around the room. You cannot, are you listening? You cannot manage your classroom from your desk at the front of the room. You just can't. It doesn't mean you can't sit at your desk at certain times, but you cannot effectively all the time manage your classroom from there. Your physical position in the room is a very powerful thing, and it is a great management strategy. Simply moving around the room will help. Trust me, try it this week. Use your physical position as a way of managing your class. Number 24, vary the tone of voice throughout the lesson. Vary the tone of your voice throughout the lesson. This isn't just about volume. This is actually about tone. You can change the feel of your voice throughout the lesson as a way of keeping your students engaged and focused with what's going on. And if this doesn't come naturally to you, then maybe you could focus in the next week or two on just concentrating on what you do with your voice before you start fiddling around with it. Just concentrate on what you do. What do you actually do with your voice? Do you vary it? How do you vary it? When does it go up? When does it go down? When does the pace of your voice change? And just spend a couple of weeks getting aware of your voice, and then you can start making some changes and using the tone of your voice to manage the class. Number 25, I think we're going to have two episodes here. I'm going to do two episodes. I'm going to stop at 30, and the next 35 will be in next week's episode, because I just want to give you the best of me, and I don't want to rush through another 40 things in like 2 seconds. So this is going to be part one, and next week will be part two. Okay, number 25, have fun. Yes. Just have fun managing your class. Have fun. Just do the journey with them. Enjoy the ups and downs. Enjoy the mistakes when you get it totally wrong or when your class is out of control. Just have fun and enjoy what's going on and learn from it. Enjoy being part of this incredible profession that we're part of. Number 26, quickly redirect off-task behavior. Redirect is the key word. Quickly redirect off-task behavior. I think our default position as teachers is to confront the off-task behavior. And there is, of course, a time and place for that. But a great strategy that you can use is to actually redirect it. So a student, let's just say you're doing group work and a student is doing the wrong thing. They're talking to the group next door, or they're playing with something in their bag, or they're fiddling around or totally disengaged. Instead of going to that student directly and confronting that behavior, you actually redirect them. So you say, hey, John, would you mind just going over to that group for a minute and just give me a quick update on what they're doing and come back and tell me? So the student's like, okay. Sure, miss. I can do that. And so off goes John to find out and do a 60-second listening on that group. And then he comes back and he says, oh, miss, this is where they're up to. You go, great, okay, great. Now, could you go back to your group now and just continue on there? So instead of you saying, now, John, I've asked you, you're supposed to be focused and you're playing in your bag or you're talking, instead of actually confronting the off-task behavior, you simply redirect it. And honestly, this is such a cool strategy. I use this in my classroom, but I actually also use this as a parent. As recently as this morning, I redirected my daughter. She was getting all upset about the water on her placemat, and she's four. And it was just becoming an issue. And so I thought I could feel myself getting frustrated. And I thought, I actually just need to redirect here. And so I said, hey, Zariah, that's my daughter's name. I said, hey, Zariah, have you noticed outside? And I just went on with something that was outside. And she goes, yes, Mum, actually. And there she was telling me all about what she'd noticed outside. The porridge was going into her mouth as she was doing it. And the behavior disappeared. That is a perfect example of redirection. It's where you, instead of confronting that behavior, you redirect it. And it's a beautiful thing. So I encourage you to try that out this week. Have a bit of fun with it. Okay, number 27, Megan, come on. Wait for every student to be ready before you speak. Yes. Wait for every student to be ready before you speak. And keep waiting until they're attentive. This goes back to insisting on compliance, to being consistent. Number 28, understand that there's usually more than one set of rules. Understand that there is usually more than one set of rules. Number 29, use your physical position in the classroom to help manage behavior. And I've already talked a little bit about this, about moving around the room. So without repeating myself, moving around the room is important, and using your physical position as a way of intentionally managing a certain behavior. So you go up to John, who's off task, and sometimes you could just stand next to him and he'll get back on task. You don't even need to say anything. Just stand there and keep doing what you were doing or saying what you were saying, but use your physical position to manage a specific behavior. And number 30, enjoy the journey. Just keep on enjoying. This is a management strategy. It follows on from having fun. Enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy managing your class. Enjoy the students. Enjoy even the ones that are off task, and learn from them and keep growing through that. Well, in advertising next week's podcast, I've already told you next week is going to be part two of 65 classroom management strategies and tips. I think I was really overestimating what could be done in a podcast. So instead of rushing through another 35 now, we'll do that next week. I'd love you to, if you could, take a moment to rate this podcast on iTunes. It just helps get the word out and helps other teachers find it and help them be even more effective, which is my number one goal with everything that I do. With teachers, and you would know that if you've heard or read some of my things before. Have a great week. Enjoy the journey, and more importantly, enjoy the moments, and we'll see you next time.